This is CliffCentral.com.
Yena funa hamba kongo. Hey, what's up, everybody? Uma Raza Law, aka Mr. Kwan, aka PLIND, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show, 12 to 1 p.m. every single Thursday on Cliff Central. It's too short, like me.
Ooh, it's too short like me. Thank you, Maraza. What's happening, everybody? You guys are tuned into Unplugged and In Charge. You know what it is. Every single Thursday, we're hanging out. I'm usually squad deep, but today it looks like the better half stayed behind in Gauteng while the rest of these homeboys left. Right? I'm out here with you guys, but I'm not completely alone. I've got producer Sporkuzi with me. What's happening, Skuzi?
Yeah, what up? How are you doing?
I'm all good, bro. And I got one of my favorite people in the world with me, Neo the Gift. Oh my word! How are you, Neo?
I'm good.
That's fire, man. Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. We got a dope show lined up for you guys. If you guys just tuned in, you just missed one of the dopest songs of 2016. I played a joint called Neighbors by J. Cole. Can we just have a moment of silence for J. Cole, though? I think we need to just take like a 10-second breather. Thank you very much. That's the real stuff, man. J. Cole dropped one of these. Oh, man, I can't even explain it to you, bro. The album is such a classic. It's such a great body of work. It really makes me feel proud to be a part of a generation that's making music like that, or at least being able to experience music like that, because guys like J. Cole really deserve the spotlight. So yeah, man, I'm drifting off topic here, bro. Sure.
Yeah, how you been actually?
Talking about the topic of today, which we're going to get into, being consistency. And one or two other things. I know Lesejo's going to come through a little late. He's actually just had to go to a meeting. So, you know, if you guys are missing the voices of Weza, he's out at work. Simpiwe's on a holiday. And Lesejo's just got called into a meeting. He'll probably be coming in a little late. And he's got some things he wants to really talk about, which we touched on in Take Charge, if you guys were listening to that. But let me reverse. How am I? Yep. Yeah, man, I've been good, bro. It's been a crazy end of the year. It feels like it's ended in a bit of whiplash, you know? It feels like the year is a whip, and in the beginning it kind of like starts to, you know what I'm saying, and at the end it just says pah. You feel
sure,
me
sure, sure,
yeah,
get you.
That's when you really feel it. So yeah, but it's been cool though, bro. We've been working hard, man. We've been trying to do our thing and you know, make something happen for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I guess from that perspective, you know, no complaints, you know, the effort is there and that's what really counts. And yourself, that's bro, awesome. How's things with you been, man?
I'm all right, man. I think I must say that I was a bit fatigued in the beginning of December. I had started having back strains and whatnot, and I decided to go see the doctor.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, he recommended that I should actually just take some time off and just to refix myself.
Oh, for real?
It's been a very hectic year, but I'm all good. Hey, I'm trying to end off the year in a very good spirit and yeah, trying to keep up with the consistency.
That's a very important thing. And yourself, Neo, how you feeling? I know Neo's always happy though. Like, I feel like you guys need to just follow Neo on social media. Just have a Neo in your life. Like a Neo.
Very, very dope girl.
Yeah, Neo is very important to have in your life. She's like one of my favorite people in the world though. You guys have to go check her out, man. That's what it's just Neo the Gift on Twitter and everywhere.
Well, I've transformed now. Neo the Gift ZA.
Neo the Gift ZA. Ouch. So that you know she's from South Africa.
Right?
You feel me? Come a little closer to the mic though when you speak. You know, your voice is so nice. You can't be. Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah. check Neo now. How's your year been, Neo?
My year has been, it's been quick, but I've achieved quite a lot. But I think at this time right now, I need that consistency talk right now, because I've been feeling quite inconsistent lately. So,
oh, for real?
Yeah, so I just need that.
Feel like you're falling off a little bit.
Yeah, but it's been a great year.
I hear you.
People don't really pat themselves on the back enough.
I hear you.
And yeah, so, but I'm good.
That's good, man. That's really good. It's December time. I don't know about you guys, but I feel the December fever in certain ways. I'll tell you something, right? Tomorrow is the 16th of December. Am I right?
Yeah.
So what happens on the 16th of December?
There's parties everywhere.
Oh, people turn the fuck
Yo.
Up, my homie. That's what happens on the 16th of December.
Exactly.
So this is like the calm before the storm, right?
Yep.
Woo, damn. And I can tell you one thing that's going to happen in my life tonight, right?
What is it?
I've got this homeboy who's on the way from England. Okay.
All right.
I grew up with this guy. His name's Declan.
Sure.
Declan, shout out to you if you're listening, bro. I hope you podcast my shit. If you don't, I'm gonna break your legs. So what happened was he hasn't been home in a minute. Okay.
All right.
So he told me, hit me up, he said, I'm coming over Thursday. I'm flying in from England, I'm leaving again in January. I said, all right, cool, dog. He says, yeah, when I land on Thursday we're going out. So I said, okay, man, like, cool, whatever. I'm not really a big club guy. I don't really like that type of stuff. Like, if you know, when you chill with me, you'll see what my vibe. But anyway, so he's coming tonight, bro. And I thought, you know, I know the 16th of December is a turn up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily turn up on the 16th, but we got gigs and stuff. So, you know, when we go and we booked, we go and we turn up essentially to some degree. We don't really get drunk and anything because we got to drive. But,
just
you know, we're responsible. Yeah, we're responsible human beings. But awesome. At the same time, you know, you still do get involved in that turn up like vibe. And it ends up being a lot of fun. So what happened is that this dude said he's coming through. So I said, okay, cool, bro. Let's make it happen, you know? Yeah. So he says, tonight we're going to be at, I don't know which club we're going to end up at, but I think we're going to be at VIP. Okay. But now if you guys know Declan, oh, my word. Declan deserves one of these.
Fill us in.
Bro, because Declan is too much. Declan is way too much. You know those friends that you guys have that they a lot. It feels like they come in with a lot, dog. Yo, that guy comes in with a lot. Like, he just wants to get lit. He's like a crazy guy, right? But that's why he's my homie, because there's parts of me that are crazy too. Mm-hmm. So we relate in that section.
I think you're all crazy.
Yeah. So he's coming through tonight. So I feel like my calm before the storm is really going to not exist. I think I'm going to just have to go into 2016, June 16, check me out, December 16, I think I'm just going to go in there full force and just have to try and recover on the road to Mpumalanga on Friday. But I hope you guys do everything safely. Please, guys, let's be responsible. It's not good to learn things the hard way. I've been forcing myself to be a little bit better with that too, just to make sure that, you know, I don't end up in a position where I regret decisions that I made. You feel me? Because this time of year gets tricky. Right. Mm-hmm. But this time of year also requires reflection. Am I correct?
Of course. Yeah.
You know, while this legendary beat plays in the background, you know what I'm saying? Just bob your head to that shit. Think about your year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this time of year definitely requires reflection, and it definitely requires us to kind of re-energize ourselves. Because as much as people think that December is a chill period, in fact, in business and in a lot of other things, it's actually quite a stressful period. Especially for people that work in the festive season. Are you doing some work in the festive season?
Yes, I am.
You're busy,
I'm
right? You're booked
actually,
out.
Yeah. I'm traveling to the Northwest tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's going to be pretty busy for me towards then. I'm supposed to be on holiday and relaxing, but
shout out.
Because there's so much work that needs to be done, I can't.
Yeah, man, we've got two gigs on Christmas. So, you know, like, I mean, that's like where we used to sit around and have lunch with our families. Now it's like, we're out here. and you know?
Yeah.
Well, my work's probably starting tomorrow because I'm now traveling today to the Free State.
Okay.
There's a wedding actually, so they are starting their own thing from the 16th party. So there's a wedding this weekend.
Okay, dope.
And I choreographed for the wedding couple, and, you know, like, I just did stuff for the actual wedding. So that's what I'm doing from tomorrow. I still have the 9 to 5, so we're still working a little bit, but at least there's company closure, so I'll have time with my family over the Christmas period.
Yeah. I feel nice. That's hella dope.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, Nao's a choreographer. She's actually got a blog called Confidance. You should go check that out. It's pretty dope shit on there, man. How we're using dance to really encourage people to be, you know, have more self belief and feel confident about
the
way they appear.
It's the next big thing.
It definitely is the next big thing.
I feel like you guys are blowing it up, though.
Yeah, man. It's the next big thing. You got to check out Confidance, man. You got to make sure you get that right. One thing that affects our confidence every single year is being able to look back and say that I was consistently great, or I was consistently, you know, persistent. Because I think one thing we can always, you know, we can have ups and downs in our lives, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I mean, the one month you can feel like a superstar, the next month you can feel like the superstar's, I don't know, socks. You know, you can feel like real shit. So I think the one thing we can always, because of that nature of being up and down, the one thing we can definitely draw confidence from is a long line of consistency, and to look at ourselves overall and say, how much did we do and how did we behave if we had to average it out? And if we're happy with that average, that's decent consistency, right?
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
Because it gets tricky in December. It gets tricky to analyze the rest of the year, because you still got to do a whole lot in December. So I feel like we don't actually always get the time to, you know what I'm saying? It gets a little weird. Mm. So I've been sitting over the last few days just trying to recollect the year, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm not quite sure yet if I've been consistent enough, and I think I've been consistent enough in certain areas and less so in other areas. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, what my level of consistency this year has been, and if I'm happy with it. Have you guys done any of that yet?
Yeah, for me, I like what you said in terms of averaging out the consistency, because sometimes when you in December, you see this whole chunk of what you hope for in 2017, you see what you wanted to do until this day, well, in December, then you feel like, ish, I wasn't consistent, I haven't been doing that stuff, you know. But I think it's important to see what you have done, because most of the time you do more than, if you obviously strive for better things, you do more than what you had planned out to do, and you actually are even more consistent that you give yourself credit for. So
that's true. Sometimes we are our worst enemy, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And yourself, Spokus, have you been consistently spinning those decks, bro? Have you been? I've been seeing something. Like I know you got to consistently make women shake their asses, and then you're in business.
Look,
you feel me?
I don't want to lie to you, hey Vaughn, because I mean it's very interesting from my side, because you know you find me that I'm in the club on weekends. I mean I'm living this nightlife, because nightlife is not that easy.
It
affects how I actually carry myself through into the week. Because into the week I'm in a businessman, I'm trying to push on my own level.
Absolutely.
There's radio. So you know, my level of consistency, it's been very challenging. But yo,
because it's tiring, bro.
Very.
I mean, like, even us, I mean, to be honest with you, like, there's been times where I've woken up in the morning completely broken. Broken. And it's not even because we're drinking or anything. It's literally just because it gets exhausting.
Very.
You know,
exhausting.
It's extremely exhausting. The one week we drove to Louis Trichardt. We had a gig in Louis Trichardt. Straight after the gig, we literally jumped in the car and drove all the way back to the Vaal, same night, and then back to Joburg. So, like, that type of thing takes a hell of a lot out of you. We actually were supposed to go to Durban the next day, but we were like, nah. Like, I will lose that accommodation cash. Like, we cool, though. We cool. You know what I'm saying? So, I really get that. It's difficult to stay consistent when, like, actual energy levels are low.
It's been real. As I said, I mean, I had to take off a week or two off, and it's not a matter of actually being lazy. It's the body. When the body actually says no and your brain says yes, you got to listen to the body. Otherwise, you're going to burn out, because it can cause any serious illnesses, and you're going to find yourself in a very critical condition.
That is so true. I think we got to learn to listen to our bodies better.
So
it's something I've been trying to do, like, a lot better. I've been trying to... How do I say this? I've been trying to adjust my lifestyle to suit a lifestyle which would give me long life. You feel me? I ain't trying to die, dog. I'm trying to live.
Soon.
You know what I'm saying? I still got to shit, dog. I still got to meet a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like I've been trying to adjust it. It's been really challenging, I think, because of the way life's set up. But that's one area of consistency I think I could get a lot better at, is consistently exercising and consistently eating well.
Because
that's a tough one, though.
Yeah, but it's important to take care of your body here. Like, it's so important to be consistent with that, because when you eat right at the right times and you maybe sleep, you know, at least getting those hours in, it does help you in the long term. I promise you, trust me, it does.
It really does. And
try,
I think,
to
one,
adjust that.
It's so true. And one thing I've realized about that, though, you guys can tell me what you think, but when I eat properly, I think clearer. You know, I don't feel so clear. I feel like there's chicken wings from Chicken Lickin'. Hey, they close my mind. After I eat them, I'm just feeling stupid. I'm just sitting there like, damn, what the hell? And I feel like, I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it just closes up my mind. Like the fat or something on those chicken wings just starts swelling up my brain.
And what happens when you eat salmon?
Aye, now when I eat salmon.
Salmon.
Oh, when I eat salmon. Yo, I start operating like a businessman. I'm only calling people, yo, what's good? Can we set up a meeting? Okay, I'm going to come through. I'm going to pitch. I got this plan. You feel me? So it gets tricky, but it's a very important, I think it's a very important thing that young people are not doing often enough, right? I mean, do your thing, bro. Have some drinks, you know, do whatever you feel works for you, but just don't neglect the other side of life, you know what I'm saying?
And you know the whole level of, I mean, as you speak about consistency, sometimes I mean, we're living in an age where as young people there's a lot of, I'd say, competition out there, and there's such a great I don't know if I would say pressure for you to always be ahead of the game. You cannot afford to slack. You cannot afford to be behind.
Yes, that's true.
And you need to always be at your A game all the time. Whatever you're doing, whether in business, whatever career you're doing, I mean, you get young people who are in, like our very own Lesego, who wants to aim very high in his field.
Yeah,
and
he wants to become a corporate mogul.
I know
Lesego,
he goes overtime when it comes to work.
Overboard and overtime.
Exactly. So it's all got to do with consistency and trying to, you know, remain relevant and always ahead of the game.
It's interesting. It's like, I think life is a very, how do I explain this? It's a competitive sport, but at the same, a sport. Listen to me calling life a sport. It's so weird. I don't think we should compete with each other.
No, okay. You shouldn't.
But I do think that we compete with ourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're always trying to beat the best version of ourselves. And how does the best version of yourself beat the previous version? Or the version of yourself today beat the previous version of yourself? I think it's not a sprint. It's definitely a marathon.
Yeah.
And if you can keep, if you can keep the same pace of growth, I feel like
then you're consistent.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're going on the right path.
But I think someone said, I remember hearing that your biggest competition is your yesterday. That's what your biggest competition is. So if you are getting better than yesterday, if you are more, basically, if you're getting better than yesterday.
Yeah, if you're a better version of yourself than you are than you were yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're doing the right things. You know, like I think it gets it's not easy because I think you know we're so confronted with stuff on social media and like people's lives and stuff like so often, you know, that we can sometimes get like caught up in that, and then we kind of feel like, yo, we're not progressing, we're not, you know, I don't have that Bentley yet.
Social media is a liar, guys.
Yes, you know what someone said? I heard some shit. Someone said, you know, a lot of people compare their behind the scenes to other people's highlight reels, and that's social media.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
That's really powerful.
You know what I'm saying? Our lives are behind the scenes. What you see on social media is our highlight reel. You don't really know what's going on.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So people get this false perception of what's happening in real life. And what happens, what tends to happen is you kind of start looking at yourself and you become your own worst enemy, you know? Mm. I'm not saying stay off social media. I'm just saying have a very strong sense of discernment on social media. Don't trip. When you start tripping, oh, you find yourself only fighting with yourself, only not being able to sleep. You know, come on, dog. Really, bro? Yeah. You know, who cares, dog? Who cares? You know, personally speaking, I like to do things and be the kind of way, the way I am, right? Mm. So I try really hard every day to be the best version of myself and just be myself, right?
That's true.
I don't really give a shit about anything else but being myself, because I think if I don't kind of respect that, then I don't really respect who I was kind of made to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I don't let, when I say I don't let, it sounds like I'm so good at it, but it's like something that you work on every day to try and get better at. And that's really just, it's like, how do I explain this, man? It's like deciding every day to wake up and be like, okay, in every single context I find myself within today, I'm going to react as Vaughn would react. I'm not going to let a situation alter my responses, my thoughts. You know, I want to try and be as purely me as possible so that the next moment I'm in a situation like that, I can either improve upon who I originally am or organically am to be a better version of that. So it's like sometimes we can fool ourselves when we pretend. Because if you pretend, you don't really know where you're starting from when you got to get better at something that you did when you were pretending.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's tricky. It's tricky. It gets a bit weird. But
Where do you draw your inspiration?
Inspiration?
Yeah.
Oh, like in life?
Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, I find inspiration in talent. I'll tell you what happens. I sometimes get into a space where I'm feeling like I need inspiration. And then what I'll tend to do is go and have a look at what people have done or people around me. In fact, I've got some really inspiring people around me all the time. I find inspiration when, let's just say, for instance, we'll be chilling. Like the other night, we were chilling and Shane played a beat and he dropped this verse that he wrote. And I felt so inspired after that, not because of exactly what he was saying, but because of his ability to execute really well thought out, really well crafted art, you know. I'll have a look at someone like Neo who's pushing her thing, you know. I'll have a look at you doing your thing. That stuff gives me inspiration. It provides me with the fuel to think about what it is I want to do and what it is I need to do. And you know, and I find inspiration in young people doing things that are offbeat and taking risks in their lives. You know, I don't find inspiration in people playing it safe. I find it in people that are brave. So you know what I'm saying? So when I feel down, I do that. And another thing that it's an interesting thing, I think, you know, well, I call it interesting, but who the fuck really knows? I like to watch stand-up comedians. Yeah, when I feel like I need inspiration.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, when I feel like I need inspiration, I watch stand-up comedy. I find stand-up comedy to be very inspiring. I really love comics. I think you know, the likes of Bernie Mac, the likes of Eddie Griffin, you know, these dudes inspire me because of their outspokenness, their ability to interpret serious things into humor.
Exactly.
It's dope.
Exactly. Because, I mean, you know, actually, the reason why I'm asking such a thing, that where do you find inspiration, is because sometimes when you talk about consistency in what you do, it's not always you have to be serious. Mm. It's things like comedy that actually indirectly motivate you to actually do things that draw you to the serious things that you want to accomplish to stay consistent.
That's very true, right? Like, I think the one thing we do need to be consistent, this is actually a very interesting topic. I think if we think of consistency, we think of doing the same thing for a long time, right? Or being the same way over an extended period of time on average.
100%.
Okay, so that's like what I imagine consistency is.
Yeah.
But don't you think one thing that consistency needs to survive is the break from being consistent? So you are consistent, but there needs to be pockets during that time period where you've taken a break from doing that same thing the whole time or being that same way. Do you think that they need each other to survive, like taking a break from what you're doing, stepping away and thinking, like completely forgetting about it, and then coming back the next week and being like, okay, I'm ready to keep going?
I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. I think it's got to do, when you take a break, a step back from that thing that you always do, you get a sense of, you have to be innovative.
Yeah.
Because that consistency needs to grow to something else. It cannot stay the same. It may be the same thing, but the fact that you're taking a break, the innovation in your mind, when you come back, you need to make sure that you lift it up to another level.
Yeah, you need to. Mm. You need to. It's like reinventing, but still the same goal.
Exactly.
What do you think, no?
Yeah. For me, I don't think, when you say a break, do you mean like completely out of the zone? Or for me, it sounds like you're saying a switch up. We need to switch up the plan. You need to, it's almost like ignite something different to you.
I don't think switch up the plan. I think keep the plan there, keep the goal there, but switch up
how you do it.
Yeah, or not switch it up, just like take a break. Like for instance, like if I'm consistently on radio and I'm putting out good content, I'm here, I'm talking, I'm doing my thing, I'm talking shit every single Thursday, whatever the case is, and that's my, like, that's the goal. The goal is to become the greatest radio DJ the world has ever seen. Let's just say that's your idea. Then you say, okay, cool, blah blah blah, you got to do all this stuff and you've been doing it so hard, you've been pushing. Don't you think in between there somewhere you need to take a week or two or break, like a little holiday, just to go and forget about what it is you want to do, just to like completely put yourself outside of it, so you can be like, so you can kind of re-energize yourself to come back and achieve that.
Yeah, I think that's important, because when you break away, it gives you that almost like a different perspective, almost that that holiday or whatever the case may be can give you a different perspective for you to come back and have a fresh mind about it, and you just
breaks are good.
Breaks are necessary.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as sleep. If you're going to consistently not sleep for, you're living on 2 hours sleep a day, your body's going to scream at you, and it's like, hey, bro, I need some sleep.
I do know that.
And that's why even a daily sort of X amount of sleep is very necessary for your brain to even regenerate and refresh.
It's true.
Your body's like a computer, so you do need that shutdown sometimes.
I hear you, and I think you know, one thing we're going to speak about after this break is something I just thought of now on the spot, and I think it's quite an interesting topic we can break into. But before we do that, you know, we've been talking about being consistent this year. If you guys have just tuned in, we're talking about like sort of 2016 and the ups and downs we've had as young people, and sort of where we want to go in 2017. And one of the most important aspects of life is trying to remain consistent in what it is you want to achieve. I think a lot of us have a lot of goals and a lot of dreams, and I think it's time, well, not time, but I think in your own space, in your own personal capacity, just decide on what it is you really want to achieve and how you want to do it, and kind of set out a little bit of a plan in your mind. I mean, life changes all the time, but you can set a little bit of plan in your mind to kind of blueprint or pave the way of this to this place that you want to be. And the more we remain consistent, the more we can actually get there. But after the just before we get to our song, we were speaking about taking a break in between.
Yep.
And how important the one is. You know, how important the one is to exist. The one has to exist for the other one to really thrive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes you got to take a break just to get your juice back.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Iskupu, yours ain't banging like mine, no. Yo, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Gigi LeMaine, and you're tuned into The Unplugged Radio Show on Thursdays right here on Cliff Central from 12 to 1 p.m., baby. Are you ready?
They are never, ever ready. Shout out to Gigi LeMaine. She actually won Mixtape of the Year at the South African Hip Hop Awards.
Oh,
well
wow.
done to you, Gigi.
That's really
well
dope.
Done to you. Shout out. Yeah, we had a cool chat with her a couple of weeks back. You guys can catch the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Just go to Unplugged's page and have a look at what we've been doing and download. But yeah, man, we've been talking about consistency, which is a very touchy, very interesting subject. But I think it's something we call ourselves out on a lot as young people. We kind of like always look at ourselves and be like, oh man, could I have done this better? Could I have been this person better? And I think it's a matter of just dedicating yourself to a goal and trying to get there. Right.
Yeah.
I know all of us have overcome certain things in our lives. Right. A lot of us have overcome any sort of either physical obstacle or spiritual obstacle or personality, you know, based obstacles where we got to push ourselves to be better or improve upon ourselves. I know that it's never an easy thing to try and get your juice back, but it's definitely something that it's definitely something that's that can help. And some of y'all don't need your juice back. Y'all need to cut down on those fizzy drinks.
Yeah.
Y'all got to cut down on that sugar. You feel me? Y'all got to take it easy. I know someone in our studio now, my favorite person on the earth, Neo the Gift, has a story to tell us about what she achieved cutting down on her fizzy drinks.
Well, yeah, I actually don't take fizzy drinks at all, actually.
You see?
Because of it. But I think getting back to the topic being consistent, I think
yes.
In my head, when someone asks me, like, how did you lose weight? How did you get to where you were? How did you do whatever you do? I always say to them, it's not about what you eat, right? It's not about what technology you have. It's not about the resources you have. But it's literally your consistency and your discipline. Because you can be consistent, but you need to have the discipline to be consistent. So that, for me, I think the story I want to share right now is how I lost 20 kilograms, actually.
Dang!
Yeah. That's what's up.
20 yeah. kgs.
No, it's serious. Like,
that's like half of you.
That
so, like, before
actually,
there was like two nails sitting there.
No, but seriously, and it's not just about the weight loss. I think that's why I started the blog. And
it
so
takes
forth.
A lot of consistency to do that.
It does. Yeah. It really, really does. I think a couple of years ago, I wasn't the way I am right now.
I was
this girl. I just hated being in my skin. I felt heavy, you know, and my mom was like, yeah, no, you need to lose some weight. Don't eat that. Don't do this. And, you know, I tried so many diets, so many this. And for me, the moment things changed when I wanted to do it for myself.
I feel you.
And the moment things changed when I said, I need to have a plan. I need to be disciplined. And I need to consistently do these things on these plans.
That's really crazy.
And I think from there I've grown in confidence, I've grown in many aspects of myself, and I use almost like my weight loss story as an inspiration, like how you're inspired by comedians and whatnot. I use my weight loss story as my inspiration to be consistent in other facets of my life, because consistency and discipline does really connect with other things that you do in your life, in whether it's your job or whatever the case may be. But yeah, I just wanted to also just share how I think, what are the steps, because usually people are like, consistency, discipline, but you like, but how do I do it, you know?
Yeah.
So I've just, with my story, I just, you know what, put a couple of points down. I'm like, okay, this is how I have become consistent in that story.
Right? Yeah, like a little bit of a step by step plan.
Yeah, yeah. So first of
Hit
all,
me up.
I had a goal. I said to myself, hey, I want to lose weight because of A, B, and C. I want to feel good in my body. So you need to have a goal, and you need to have a visual goal. Hey, man, I cut out pictures of Sierra, of Beyonce, put them there on my wall because I want to look like that. Not that they're idols or anything like that, but you need to have a goal that you can reach, that you can visualize, and you see, hey, I want to be that. So if you want to be Bill Gates, cut pictures out, Microsoft, put Bill Gates' face there.
So that visual representation helps you, that motivation.
It's motivation, yeah.
It's so you need to have a goal.
That's
right?
Dope.
Second step, you need to have someone to imitate. So I couldn't do it alone, right? I saw this other lady. She's like, she's like a bodybuilder lady with two kids. She's got abs. I'm like, you know what, lady, you inspire me.
Abs and everything.
Help me. Hey, you want the abs, bro? I don't even have abs now.
Abs are made in the kitchen, though.
They are made in the kitchen. So I asked the lady, look, listen, please help me out. Give me a plan. She's like, okay, cool. We're going to do it. So again, step number two, get someone to imitate, you know, whether it be mentorship or whatever it may be, get out there, find someone who knows better than you do, because you can't do it alone. That's the thing.
That's true.
Number three, you need to have a plan that is time bound. So you can have a meal plan, but it needs to be time bound. I woke up within an hour of waking up, I needed to eat.
So your meals weren't just planned per calorie, it was planned per to the minute.
Plan to the minute.
Damn, also, that's crazy.
Yeah, plan to the minute and also portions to the right portions as
sure.
well. So again, have a plan that is time bound. If you want to be the next biggest star, you need to have a plan. You're like, how am I going to get there? At what time do I want to be there? Whether it's 3 months, 6 months, and work towards it. Then the fourth one is just do it. Do it. Because the moment, I promise you, the moment you're like, I'm going to lose weight, then that same week, you know, it's almost like chocolates start to appear.
They're just popping up.
It's like, oh, guys, I have a goal. So you have to really do it. Do that plan. Do it according to the plan, against all odds. And know that there's going to be resistance on your path. Be knowledgeable about that. The fifth one, you need to remind yourself why you started. Because in between, you might just be like, oh, why am I doing this? Why on earth am I doing this? But remind yourself why you started. Now you wanted to be confident. Now you want to fit in the jeans. You don't want to just wear dresses. You want to wear this. You want to do that. You want to feel light. Whatever the case may be, remind yourself why you started and go back to the goals that you set. You want to look like Beyonce.
Don't you feel like seeing the progress on your body though just carried on motivating
you? It does, because the moment I even switch my focus to my goal instead of the scale, literally it almost like the weight fell off, and then and you're like, what? Because you were just focused on the plan, doing the things at the time, you know. That's what helps you as well. When you achieve something, you're like, what? Cool.
But what's interesting now is that, you know, I, as the year ends, you see people, I mean, September, October, October, November, let me put it that way, closer to December.
Yeah.
But all about, I want to get my summer body going.
Yeah.
My summer body going. Fine, you go to gym, you know, obviously you take the 2 months, depending on how your body reacts.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously after the summer's gone, people go back to binge eating. You know, maybe they gain back the very same weight that they lost.
That's true.
Yeah, so I don't get it why people do that.
Because they were not doing it for themselves, I believe. I think they were doing this weight loss thing for the beach. And that's where you, like, they were not consistent. But for me, they were doing it for the wrong reasons. That's why I said in the beginning, you need to do it for yourself. The moment I started to change, because I decided for myself that I wanted to do this, you know. So I think that phenomenon is it's very prevalent. Even in the gym, you see them, it's always... full in September.
So if we had to summarize the steps, what would they be?
In one word.
No, in order.
Okay, boom. Have a goal. Two, imitate someone. Three, have a plan. Four, do it. Five, remind yourself why you started. And six, pat yourself on the back when you've achieved it.
That's how you remain consistent. That's how you remain consistent in a nutshell. Thank you, Neil.
Yeah.
And what you actually just said, you know, you're helping a lot of people, because, I mean, there's a lot of people that are trying to make sure that they stay fit, you know. You know, especially among, I mean, I was talking to this other lady the other day, and I'm saying that, I mean, I'm going to Africanize it and say, amongst the African population, you weren't seeing a lot of ladies or even people exercising.
Yeah.
But as we move into the 21st century, there's more awareness that, yo, we need to keep our body, you know, to the right size. And I think what you just said in the steps, hopefully those who heard you say what you just said, it's going to help them.
Yeah, hopefully. And I think the most important thing, it's not about the amount of exercise that you do, it's what you put in your stomach. And the portion control, that's what's killing people. Portion control.
Ah, that's true. Portion control gets difficult, man. Especially if you're having a nice braai on a Saturday, December 16, you're chilling out. You got the girls busy dancing to Spokuzi on the decks. You know, meat sizzling. What's happening? You know, you're going to be eating, so let's relax.
There's finger food, you know, everywhere.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's going on. But the one thing I've been thinking about is how like something like consistency exists because the lack thereof exists, right? So the only way something exists is because the opposite exists, right? Don't you like, love exists because hate exists, and hate exists because love exists. So don't you think that to some degree both of those opposites make up who we are? Like, don't you think sometimes to be consistent, we first have to experience what it's like to be not consistent.
Yes, yes, I definitely agree with that, because that's where I needed to be honest with myself. Like, Neo, what were you eating? What were you inconsistent?
Was that tough? Yes.
It was tough, but you have to do it. That's the only way you'll become consistent, is when you're honest with your inconsistency.
Yeah.
And you sit yourself down, like, hey.
Mm.
And I think it's also a realization of why you're starting whatever that you started and where you want to end or your goal.
Yeah.
I think.
And that must be stronger than the comfort of quitting.
Exactly.
Because quitting is comfortable, right?
Yeah.
You just be like, ah. And you're not letting anyone down but yourself. You can't lie to yourself. Ah, it's fine, man. I'll be okay next year. You look in the mirror, you're like, ah, man, that's still fit.
Still fit.
At least, no, it's not bad. You tell your friend, like, I don't look bad, no? He's like, no, you look cool, dog. You're like, all right, cool. But meanwhile, you know, I've been better. I've been better, you know what I'm saying? So it's tricky. But I think an important part of figuring out who we are is obviously figuring out who we are not. And a lot of the time, I think we, as young people, we'll continuously figure out who we are not until we land up upon the space where we figure out who we are, you know? So I think being consistent in certain little areas in our lives, like perhaps discipline within being fit and eating correctly and being healthy, let's say. Another one would be in our professional capacity. How committed are we to achieving our career goals, you know? Or are there career goals that we want to achieve? And if so, what are we doing to get to them? You know, and I think in that space it can get tricky because, you know, like us as young people, our ideas of what success looks like change quite often. You know, so this is what my question is leading to. Do you think there is value in keeping the idea of what you want to be consistent and not allowing it to change during the years that you grow up? Because I kind of feel like the idea of what I wanted to be 3 years ago is completely different to the idea I have now. So consistency can sometimes be limiting in that sense. When you say, I want to consistently work towards being a lawyer, but then 3 years later you realize that you actually want to be a dancer. Do you know what I mean? So it's also about understand, like, I think consistency goes hand in hand with figuring out what it is you want to be, you know. But I think maybe the consistency that we can choose and that can be everlasting is the consistency of almost being aware that things may change and being prepared for that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Vaughan. I think it's also remaining open-minded, not to be closed-minded.
Yeah, and that's major important.
Allowing yourself to experience new things, trying out new things, not sticking to only one routine. Because I think even people who want to become lawyers, I mean, within the study period that they do, they're always going to try and do things that are different.
Yeah.
That other or whoever else that's next to them that's trying to be a lawyer. So I think it's just being open-minded, trying to try new things and allowing yourself to go through different experiences.
That's true, man. It's like, I don't know, it's a difficult one for me, because I sit here and I think to myself, damn, man, like, people ask, like, what are your plans? What are this? What are that? And I don't necessarily have 100% finalized plans. But the one thing I do know is that I'm going to consistently work to the best of my ability to be the best version of who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where I can be consistent. Yeah. But in other spaces, it gets tricky. Nyana. You feel me?
Yeah, I think my thoughts on that is that your dreams should be ever evolving, because in life you live, you learn, you grow, you expand, you know certain things.
Yeah.
But I think consistency is the plan that you have at that point when you know that certain dream and how you achieve it. So I think consistency is in the plan, but the dreams and your ideas should be ever evolving.
That's dope. That's dope. Being open to the outcomes. If you guys have just joined us, we're talking about consistency on Unplugged Radio Show on cliffcentral.com. If you guys are tuned in, then you guys do not live under a rock and you are forward-thinking, progressive human beings. If you guys are still listening to FM radio, kill yourself. I'm just joking, guys. Don't do that. It's June. It's December 16th. We've got to have fun. We've got a long life to live, baby. If you guys have noticed that there's a voice missing in the studio, a couple of voices actually, but they've been replaced by two just as capable, beautiful voices, Inz Bokuzi and Neo the Gift. But somebody's walked into the studio and he's smelling like a bank card. He's smelling like a bank card.
Money,
he just came
money.
From a meeting. Let's have all my pangas in the building.
What's up, how are you?
I'm good, bro. What's happening? Did you get stuck in traffic?
Can I be honest, guys? I'm so annoyed right now. Like, I'm not
shout
in
out.
Good mood.
Yeah.
I am not
let
in good
rip,
mood.
Dog. Let
I
rip.
Am not. You know, consistency, hey? Mm. Unfortunately, the other side of consistency is when universities are consistently biased towards a certain group of people, right?
Because universities are consistently racist.
Basically.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, It seems like there is the same type of culture within corporate South Africa as well.
Oh, damn.
And people like me don't take that type of rubbish, you know what I mean? In my realm, in my universe, it's getting kind of lit right about now.
It's getting hectic.
No, it's getting hectic in a beautiful way.
In one word, what's happening?
That was too much for me. What is too lit? In one word, things are getting lit.
I feel you.
It's just litation.
It's a lituation.
Is it getting hectic though? Are you surviving though?
Always.
You know, this is a survivor. It's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
What?
Cover the background. You guys got to be sharp. Cover the background track. Energy. Got a lot of energy. Hey. What you know about that? But we've been talking about consistency and how important it is for young people to try and remain consistent, right?
Your version.
But we've delved into all the different versions of it, right? All the different possibilities that exist within the space of being consistent. And one of them came up that sometimes you need to know who you aren't to know who you are. Sometimes you need to experience inconsistency to understand the value of consistency, right?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of our youth growing up, we kind of our youthful years, we're kind of experiencing the lack thereof. And then we realize sort of later on in life the importance of it. But at the same time, remaining open to outcomes. So consistency can sometimes block you off from certain outcomes because you focus on one thing only.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to figure out like where does consistency fit in to be effective and where can it be limiting, you know? In my mind, I think being open to the outcomes is the right way to go. I think consistency should come from the choice to be better than you were yesterday every day, you know, as an individual, as opposed to comparing yourself to like a greater society or something.
Which is a tough thing to do. I think people shouldn't beat themselves up for not being what we say they should be.
Mm.
Like, you should be consistent. You should look and internalize yourself, see where you're going. But to be honest, when Vaughn is on stage on Instagram every weekend and you're seeing different things in different places, it can influence and sway you.
It can get tricky. I mean, even in the industry I'm operating in, I mean, there's men that are like crashed their Bentleys and they just bought a new one. So I'm just checking out what's happening, Casper. Shout out to you, homie. You're doing best. But like, you know, those type of things can affect some people's mindsets. You know, I get that, and I don't think it's unrealistic. I just think we need to filter through that, right? As young people.
And it's tough because we're constantly on information overload. What do you think now?
About what?
That we're constantly on information overload. So like, it's so difficult because now I know what some guy in Japan halfway across the world is doing every single day. You know, I know what Noah's doing.
The world's getting smaller.
Yeah, but that's going back to Vaughn's point. Sometimes you need to just break away. And it's also you allow that information in your life. Mm. You know, you need to also break away and define your own pace and run your own race.
You know, they talk about nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
So say some people naturally are, let's say, born leaders.
Mm.
And then other people need to nurture them. They need to be trained or whatever, whatever. Mm. The reason why I'm bringing this up is that I don't even have to like purposefully, I don't even need to purposely go into Instagram to be influenced. Like, I can just be here and look at Vaughn, I'm already influenced. You know?
That ain't a surprise to me.
I look at you and you're already influenced, you know?
Yeah.
I look at Spoy smiling every day because got bad bads in Moloko. You know, I'm already influenced.
Ash, bad bads in Moloko.
So it's that thing, like, I don't even have to intentionally, like, how do you even block off? Like, how do you take a break? So someone who say like take a break, they probably like need to like break away, go to the middle of Limpopo and meditate.
It is a bit weird, right? But look, man, at the end of the day, I think
it's a tough thing.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it comes down to. Some people really need to take breaks. Other people feel that they can just go with it the whole way. You know, they got the endurance to fight through it. But you know, as like we always say, this is the shortest hour of the week, every single week. But if you guys are around, I think we're going to be doing something cool tomorrow morning. You know, keep your ears out, keep your ears on www.cliffcentral.com. You can tag us in tweets using the hashtag Unplugged Radio Show, and we'll join in the conversation over there. If you guys have anything to say about being consistent or the lack thereof, either one, let us know, man, and let us know your story and tell us a little bit about what you're working on going into 2017, because things are going to get crazy, right?
Mm.
There's a new wave of ideas coming. There's a new wave of careers coming. There's so many cool things happening in 2017. We need to be proud of that. But, you know, you can catch us everywhere on social media. Let's go around the table quickly and you just say your Twitter handles. Mine is at @V_TheEverything.
It's @Sporkwizzy. It's Twitter and Instagram.
Nail
the gift to ZA.
And check out her blog called Confidence.
www.confidence.
Confi.dance.
No.co.za, no.com.
It sounds like at Kofi we dance.
Power.
And Lesego Mapanga.
Twitter at @LSG_Mapanga. Everything else, just search my name and surname.
Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. It is your boy, Vaughn the Poet. I'm signing out. See you guys soon.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, it's Tessa Tala, and you're listening to the Unplugged Radio Show on CliffCentral.com.
Thanks. Fun in hell. Thick as fuck, my guy. That's my baby. Caroline, you divine. Mighty fine. Shorty really wrote a pie. Like a pro.
CliffCentral.com.